Good morning. My name is Cody, and this is City Daily. Today is Holy Thursday, or Maundy Thursday. And today I want to read you a sonnet and a poem. But before we do that, I just want to bring us into the presence of the here and now. We can do this by breathing deeply, feeling the sensation of that breath as it enters into our body. And as you feel the air entering into your nostrils and filling your lungs, you can come into the peace of knowing that this is the spirit, the breath of life, the Ruha. This is the animating spirit that gives everything life in our known universe. In the beginning, we were but balls of dirt. And then God breathed, and we came into being. As you breathe here, right now, just let your body relax. Let your shoulders drop. Feel the weight of your feet on the floor. Maybe put your hands in your lap, palms up. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And listen to these words. Maundy Thursday by Malcolm Geat. Here is the source of every sacrament, the all-transforming presence of the Lord, replenishing our every element, remaking us in His creative word. For here the earth herself gives bread and wine, the air delights to bear His Spirit's speech, the fire dances where the candles shine, the waters cleanse us with His gentle touch. And here He shows us the full extent of love to us whose love is always incomplete. In faith we search the hearts high above, the God of love is kneeling at our feet. Though we betray Him, though it is the night, He meets us here and loves us into light. As we sit in this sweet moment, I'm just going to read this again. Maundy Thursday. Here is the source of every sacrament, the all-transforming presence of the Lord, replenishing our every element, remaking us in His creative word. For here the earth herself gives bread and wine, the air delights to bear His Spirit's speech, the fire dances where the candles shine, the water cleanses us with a gentle touch. And here He shows the full extent of love to us whose love is always incomplete. In vain we search for heavens high above, the God of love is kneeling at our feet. Though we betray Him, though it is the night, He meets us here and loves us into light. The second poem that I want to read you is Gethsemane by Mary Oliver. The grass never sleeps, or do the roses, nor does the lily have a secret eye that shuts until morning. Jesus said, "Wait with me," but the disciples slept. The cricket has such splendid fringe on its feet, and it sings, have you noticed, with its whole body, and heaven knows if it ever sleeps. Jesus said, "Wait with me." And maybe the stars did. Maybe the wind wound itself into a silver tree and didn't move. Maybe the lake far away where he once walked as on a blue pavement lay still and waited, wild awake. Oh, the dear bodies, slumped and eyes shut, that could not keep that vigil. How they must have wept. So utterly human, knowing this too must be a part of the story. Gethsemane by Mary Oliver. The grass never sleeps, or do the roses, nor does the lily have a secret eye that shuts until morning. Jesus said, "Wait with me," but the disciples slept. The cricket has such splendid fringe on its feet, and it sings, have you noticed, with its whole body, and heaven knows if it ever sleeps. Jesus said, "Wait with me," and maybe the stars did. Maybe the wind wound itself into a silver tree and didn't move. Maybe the lake far away where he once walked as on a blue pavement lay still and waited, wild awake. Oh, their dear bodies, slumped and eyes shut, that could not keep that vigil. How they must have wept. So utterly human, knowing this too must be a part of the story. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and glory and power forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, amen.